Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Hello, Ronnie. Welcome back to CJAD.
How are you, Kelly?
I am fantastic and always happy to have you on CJAD. We always learn so much about so many different things, and we've got lots to talk about on the show this evening. We're going to get into body effects. We're going to talk about excessive sweating, and we're going to talk about, I guess, the grand scheme of things, chatting about getting your body summer ready, because we're sort of in summer action, if you will.
This is our summer show. Everybody's getting summer ready now.
Time to knuckle down and stop eating chocolate and all that sort of stuff.
Definitely.
Very good. So don't forget, by the way, if you would like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, the cosmetic phone number is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The medical line, 514-937-3773. And of course, lots of information on the website monkmd.com, and that is MUNKMD.com. Before we get going into a certain topic, we are going to talk about the fact that you have a really cool event coming up on April the 27th in regards to cool sculpting, and it's happening from noon until 7 o'clock at night. Can you let us know a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's going to be basically a day event where people are welcome to come into my clinic. My team is going to be set up so we could assess people, so you get a free consultation out of it, see if you are a good candidate for the cool sculpting procedure.
Okay.
And the benefit of that day is we have great discounts on that day, promotions going. I believe even we're giving away a free treatment zone for that day. Okay. So great promotions going, and just learn about all the hype, what is cool sculpting, body contouring. Mm-hmm. And of course, once you're there, we can always talk about more procedures.
Perfect. Great. So again, that's happening on the 27th of April from noon until 7 o'clock at night. And again, it's a great opportunity for you to learn more about cool sculpting, because I think that word, or those two words combined, however you want to say it, has been a sort of the it word for the last like year or so, at least. And I just think, you know, if you have questions and you're thinking this might be something right for you, this is a chance to go see about it.
100%.
Perfect.
I mean, the cool sculpting technology probably launched about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and it's just erupted. And
yeah,
it's all
exactly.
Over. You know, you can't go a block now without seeing an advertisement for cool sculpting. And part of that has to do really with the fact that it's so effective at contouring the body, getting rid of unwanted fat. And it's just another tool in our toolbox for achieving surgical results with minimal downtime.
Can we talk a little bit about cool sculpting? Just for example, you know, because you go to the office, I know, and you get hooked up to a machine. Now, is there pain involved?
I'll tell you, the treatments last about 35 minutes, or some areas are 45 minutes. What you feel is, so you're hooked up to this machine, you're lying on a bed very comfortably, and basically this machine has a bit of a pressure, a suction. It feels kind of like a vacuum on the machine. And you feel that suction pinching and freezing, because it goes down to about minus 11 to minus 13 degrees Celsius. So you feel that freezing for about 4 to 5 minutes. And it takes that amount of time for the nerves to kind of get numb and to stop feeling it. So yes, you do feel a slight pinch and pull and freeze for about 5 minutes. After that, you are frozen. You feel absolutely nothing. So most people will bring a book to read. We have an iPad set up with movies in our office. You're lying there very, very comfortably for about a half hour with the applicator on. It's doing its thing. It's freezing the fat. Those fat cells are being destroyed. And then when we remove that handpiece, it's actually very interesting. The fat comes out. It looks like a stick of butter.
Oh, wow.
It's just frozen. It sticks out of the skin like a stick of butter. And then what we have to do is we massage that fat for about 2 minutes. And that is actually a very important process that kills those fat cells.
Oh, wow.
So that vigorous massage after they've been frozen, those fat cells basically, when they're being frozen, form these intracellular crystals. And then when you massage them, they break open, they die permanently, and they never come back. So that 2-minute massage is really important, but that I would say is probably the part of the procedure that people feel the most.
Okay.
You know that sensation when you go, you're skiing and it's freezing, and then you go into a hot You go inside and you go from like extreme cold to warmth, and you just have that burning thawing sensation. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like that sensation that you feel for about 2 minutes time.
Okay.
So of the whole process, that's the most uncomfortable. That being said, I mean, if you have ever done any other laser technologies or given birth, of course, it's minimal. It's okay. Minimal discomfort, but if you ask people that have done it, that is the part that is the hardest to endure.
Okay. And then when that, because I guess for lack of a better word, you're kind of frozen, right, for the procedure, and then this vigorous massage, I guess, sort of reactivates your whatever part you're getting worked on at that point. Mm-hmm. And then are you able to just sort of like go off to work right away, or?
You for sure are. I mean, that's the total beauty of the procedure, is it is zero downtime.
Okay.
Most people, they go back to work, they go back to the gym. I mean, it is painless when it's done. You know, but everybody has different thresholds, and mm-hmm. everybody reacts differently. So I do get a few people that get, you know, a bit more inflammation than others and have a little bit more discomfort, but nothing that a Tylenol or an Advil can't handle. And mm-hmm. that usually tends to last maybe a couple days after.
Okay.
Other times, you know, like you do have that numbness sensation in the skin, and, you know, you don't really feel rubbing on the skin. And that can sometimes last even a few weeks for certain people. So everybody kind of reacts differently, but the sensations you feel afterwards are, for the most part, very, very minimal and very tolerable.
And with regards to that numbness sensation, I guess the feeling comes back eventually, right?
Yeah, like of course.
Full, okay.
It lasts, you know, for the most part, probably a few days. In my case, when I did cold sculpting, it lasted maybe 4 or 5 weeks, and now sensation is perfectly normal.
Okay,
so perfect. A few days to a few weeks is the norm.
And depending on, I think you call them zones, like depending on what area you're going to do of the body, like when you go in, are you doing like two different zones, or it's one zone at a time?
It really depends on what your goals are. That's why I think that anybody interested in the treatment really needs a proper consultation and assessment. Okay. Because, you know, some people, for example, just have a little bit of a love handle, and they basically need one treatment zone per side, and that's enough to get the desired result. Whereas other people, you know, have a bit of maybe a mummy tummy, they just had their babies, and they have a bit of a pouch in the front, and sometimes that could be four different treatment cycles for a given area.
Okay.
So everybody's anatomy and stomach and body is different. It really takes different number of treatments to get a desired endpoint. So that's why you can't really say, like, obviously everybody's wondering, how much does a procedure like this cost?
Mm-hmm.
It's really variable depending on what everybody does and what the needs are for every individual person. So it's really individualized and customized based on your body and what your goals are.
If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk with regards to Cool Sculpting specifically, of course, you can do so at his office. The phone number again, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The website monkmd.com. And again, don't forget that coming up on April 27th, they will be having that Cool Sculpting clinic between noon and 7 o'clock at night. What happens if, because I know you mentioned that after that treatment zone has sort of been dealt with, those particular fat cells are gone for life now. What happens if someone decides to be like, well, now I'm going to have 12 donuts?
It's funny, but you know, it probably happens more often than we think.
Yeah.
But for sure, you know, what they say is if you gain about 15 to 20 pounds after you've done Cool Sculpting, no harm done. Those fat cells that have been destroyed by the Cool Sculpting, those are gone permanently. And basically the fat will basically, when you gain weight, you'll redistribute that weight evenly in the whole area. If, however, you go beyond 20 pounds and you really gain an excessive amount of weight, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, you're actually going to get new fat cells that are created in that area.
Okay.
So it's funny because a lot of women will do Cool Sculpting before they get pregnant, before they have their babies. They'll get rid of the fat. And then when they get pregnant, they'll gain weight. You know, the fat will come back. And they ask me, they say, is it even worthwhile doing before I give birth? And the answer is yes, because those fat cells are permanently gone. So you shape your body the way you want to shape it. And yeah, if you gain a bit of weight with your pregnancy, whatever, you might get a little bit of fat cells expanding and a little bit of it back, but the benefit of it is still there, that when you lose that weight post-pregnancy, you're going to see those results that you had before you got pregnant.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJD. Much more coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about body effects. And again, don't forget to check him out on his website, monkmd.com. And the cosmetic phone number is 514-937-2757. My name is Kelly Alexander. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJD. JAD.